right before we came back. First day of session was supposed to be on a Wednesday. The previous Friday, the governor's office called me and asked if I would be interested in the position. I told them that I would, but that I wanted till Tuesday to talk to my staff and family and everything. So I came back down here on Tuesday, talked to my staff, told them. They appointed me later that night, and I was confirmed Thursday morning. It was about a 40-hour process from appointment to confirmation.
You've been outspoken at times against the governor. How do you go from that type of relationship to the governor calling you up and saying, hey, I want you on the Public Service Commission?
Well, first of all, the governor didn't call me. It was the governor's chief of staff who I dealt with throughout that process. So, you know, I'm sure there's a number of things that went into their decision. Clearly, Commissioner Stoll was coming off, and he had been there for a full term and had a lot of experience. They needed someone quickly who could fill that. And having chaired the Utilities Committee for the last few years, I would like to think that my skill set was part of that equation. But, you know, certainly probably another part of the equation is, you know, not a lot of people run to the Public Service Commissioner to ask their opinion on how the governor's doing. So my guess is that was part of it, too.
One of the reasons you're now on the Public Service Commission is because the governor got tired of some of the things you had to say about how he's running Missouri?
Yeah, I mean, I would think it's possible. You know, certainly kind of the way it played out. Again, the governor never called me and asked me if I wanted to be on the Public Service Commission. He had his staff do it. So I would think that's probably likely. But, you know, for me, that was part of the process of trying to decide whether I would accept it or not. And ultimately, I had to decide that regardless of what his intentions may or may not have been, that really shouldn't change the calculation from my standpoint of the decision that I was presented. That was 3 more years in the Senate or 6 years on the Public Service Commission. So when you take the motives out of it, it was a no-brainer for me.
Have you heard from any of your former constituents about the career change? Were they happy for you or disappointed that you weren't going to be representing them anymore in the Senate? Or?
A little bit of both. I think most of them were happy for me. You know, it is now a statewide position. I don't have a constituency of a district anymore. I represent the entire state as far as utility regulation is concerned. So I think a lot of them saw it as an honor to be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate to a position like that. You know, I did hear from several that were sorry to see me go, but certainly understood the decision. I really didn't hear from anyone that was angry. But, you know, I had the opportunity to represent a lot of wonderful people in the Northland, and you know, I'm eternally grateful for the opportunity they gave me to serve in this building at all.
Let's change gears a little bit and talk about what you are doing now on the Public Service Commission.
It's a huge change of pace. First of all, the job is more analogous to being a judge than it is to being a senator or politician. So we make decisions with, we have hearings, we have trials, people come and present evidence. So it's a big change of pace. It's a lot more reading. It's very focused. It's all one area. So for me, I've always been a very policy-driven person. So for me, it's actually exciting to get into this work and kind of dig through those issues and make the decisions without the distraction of the politics of the rest of the state, frankly. So it's an interesting transition, but it's a huge change of pace. It's a lot slower over there.
There seems to be this ongoing tug of war between for-profit utilities and keeping people's utility rates and small business owners' utility rates at a reasonable rate.
Well, now with this position, again, being more analogous to a judge, my mission is to interpret and implement the policies that the legislature gives us. We are really kind of the arbiters between the ratepayers and the companies as far as what the appropriate rate structure should be for any given utility at any given time. So I don't see it as a particularly activist role, where over here I sponsored legislation to affect that process. And Senator Emery, I think, now has a bill similar to one that I had done to do that. But if the legislature doesn't pass it, you know, I have to look at the statutes that are there and implement them accordingly.
Have you seen any proposals or filings or applications that make you want to say, whoa, we need to put the brakes on this?
You know, the cases, what I'm finding out, are extraordinarily complicated, and that's why it takes, 11 months usually to, on average, to get through a case. So I don't really have any examples that I can throw out right now. I've kind of been thrown in the middle of some pending cases, so I've been spending my days reading transcripts of trials that I was not at, or watching webcasts of previous testimony to try and get up to speed. But I think, you know, what most people would expect. The companies come in asking for the moon, and then the Office of Public Counsel that represents the ratepayers, or the staff of the Public Service Commission, they come up with their recommendations. They temper that down, and then a lot of times the commission finds a solution somewhere in the middle, which is something that I tried to do during my legislative career. So.
Sometimes people have accused the governor of stacking boards and commissions with people who are going to do his will. Obviously, that's not the case with you.
No, we had no conversations about any specific energy policy or anything. When I spoke with his chief of staff, the tenor of the conversation was basically they had seen the bills that I had introduced and the way that I had handled the Commerce Committee, and thought that I would be a good fit, and that was pretty much the extent of it. There was no request for any specific policy or any specific decision, and I wouldn't expect there to be.
Is there anything from your legislative career that you're using now as a Public Service Commission member?
Yeah, certainly. The appropriations experience of having been involved in those committees, having run those committees, gave me a very analytical viewpoint on looking at numbers. This is a lot of what I'm doing now. And then, of course, the last few years chairing the Commerce Committee and learning some of the intricacies of these issues, dealing with not only rate structure, but also infrastructure and the needs of the various utilities, that has been very useful to me. I would think coming in without at least having served on a committee like that would be very difficult.
Anything you miss about being a senator or a state representative?
Oh, sure. I miss the camaraderie. You know, most of my colleagues are still here. I am fortunate that four of the five public service commissioners are former senators. They're all people that I have really good relationships with, so that's been helpful. But I know some of the things I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss the walking out on the Senate floor and having a debate. Debate in high school is what got me interested in politics in the first place. So I don't think we're going to have that level of conflict on the commission, it doesn't seem. But I won't miss the politics. I won't miss a lot of the distractions from the policy that occur in politics. So I'm looking forward to it.
How long do you want to remain on the Public Service Commission?
You know, most commissioners are only there for one term. It's something that I've noticed. Not a lot of them get reappointed. So, I think that probably speaks well to the independence of the commission. If you're angling for a reappointment, I could see how people might make decisions based on what they think the governor, who's likely to be there, would want. So I'm going to treat this as an independent office and see what happens in 6 years.
Once that 6 years is up and say you're not reappointed, what comes after that?
6 years is a long time, so I have no idea. I would never shut the door to running for office again. If I thought that the office was interesting and the time was right and it was something I could contribute to. But I could very easily go into the private sector as well. We'll see. The pendulum swings in politics, and the pendulum will swing far right, and then it will swing far left, and I've never been on really either end of that spectrum, so I guess we'll see where the pendulum is when I have to make that decision.
Anything else you want to throw in that we didn't talk about?
You know, I'm just very grateful to my constituents for the opportunity to represent them for the last 13 years. I look forward to this new challenge and hope that I will continue to make the Northland proud.